Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Is Aaron Rodgers preparing himself to say goodbye to Green Bay?
I don't know. Before we get to Aaron Rodgers, I got New has something he wants to discuss with us, Jay.
Oh, really?
And talk about, well, Max as well, all three of us. So what's the story now, New?
All right, so there's this thing going on Twitter where this guy posted, he said he got a text from his cousin who said, "I met my soulmate last night." Okay. And his response was, "Did you get her number?" And he said, "Most of it." And he was like, "How'd you get most of it? He sent him a picture. She wrote her number on a napkin, said, "Call me," and only gave him 8 digits. And what? Then in 2 spots put a star and then put, "Trust me, I'm worth it." So now apparently this guy is sitting there and going through all like different algorithms or whatever to try to get her number. So, I mean, I know none of you guys would never have to do anything like this in nature, right? But like what?
I'm calling every number.
Just two numbers. It's two numbers. It's not that many combinations.
No. It's a lot of numbers.
There's a lot of combinations.
It's a lot of combinations. And first of all,
only the two last numbers is the only thing you got to control for the first.
No.
Yeah, I know. But in other words, it's not thousands.
No, it's not. But it's more than what I'm willing to go to work for.
If she's my soulmate, I'm going to work for it.
I ain't gonna be able to do it though.
Jay, apparently she's not Key's soulmate.
Take 3 hours out of your day. Just go through
right
just,
away. No,
Jay,
first of all, Key, you different.
No, we're not talking about ball, no. Hold on, Johnson. Coach. We're not talking about the current state.
Okay,
you're we're just talking about just throughout
normal,
throughout my
back in the day.
In general, I'm good now. Don't even trip.
How thirsty am I? Like, how much? Like,
but I'm not, Jay, I'm not doing that. I was never going to do that.
Let me tell you
why. I've been facially gifted my whole life.
Let me tell you what the problem with what she did is.
Yeah, go through the algorithm.
I want to go with the problem with what she did is. Here's the problem I got with it, Nuno. What she's doing is simply making you do dumb rote work. You're putting effort in. It requires no creativity, no thought, no nothing. Just control for this number and do all these numbers.
Yeah, welcome to marriage, Max.
But no. She wants you just to put in effort, it's meaningless effort. For example, if she gave you an anagram, meaning the letters are all scrambled, and you got to figure it out.
What's an anagram?
She gave you, it's when you take a word, scramble up the letters. Something where it required some creativity or something. But instead, what she did is just put in work.
It doesn't mean
anything. You don't have to think about it. Just put in work for me.
Having a conversation with you in order to get you to even give me the number. But first of all, this is not 1978. You're writing on a napkin. Just give me your phone and let's exchange numbers.
That's a bad joint all the way around.
I'm not messing with that.
Can't just DM.
A lot of red flags there.
There's too many.
How many Jackies it is on the planet, Jay? You ain't going to find that DM. No way.
So apparently
she didn't give him his last name. Just
Jackie
first name.
With a heart on the eye.
Apparently,
if that's his soulmate, then you get what you deserve in that case.
What you say, New?
So she reached out to this gentleman's cousin who posted the tweet, "Hey, I'm the girl from the napkin," and he was just like, "Oh, he's gone. He says he's gone through half the numbers." She was like, "Well, he might not be as clever as he thinks. Just give me his number. I'm taking over this operation."
Okay,
like, you know, so
red flag.
Yeah. Red flag for you, so you still can't do it.
A red flag, Jay. I'm not that thirsty, man.
I'd say white flag. I give up. I'm not doing that.
Too.
White flag.
My whole thing, Jay. You didn't give me the numbers. Now I gotta guess the numbers.
What are we in kindergarten? Why are we playing games?
I'm just
supposed to be grown.
All right, we know a lot of people who are, as Key said before, facially gifted. And sometimes, you know, that you may have to put in some work, Key.
Yeah, but there's
I'm not saying, Jay, I'm not saying you don't have to put in work.
I hear why you're holding your hands like you're praying, like you're about to get.
This is way too much, though.
Jay, it's the difference between putting in work and having to go and get a social media team. That's like saying, yo, search my name. My name is Jackie on the gram or on Twitter. You know how many pages got the word Jackie?
Oh, I hear. I mean,
that napkin is going directly into the garbage as soon as I see that there are two stars.
Napkin got
I'm not
creases
doing that.
In it.
Yeah, see, everybody
game.
Not doing it but you, Jay.
I'm married. I'm cool. I know what my
we
game is.
We not talking. We get it. We all married.
I'm trying to say
look,
I would
look,
do
give
it.
Give me that one. Give me that. Give me the chest hand again. So I can see the ring.
Hold on
I need
now.
To see the ring. There you go, Jay. There you go. Show the ring. Yeah, there you go.
It's locked up. It ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying, you know, that other people, different strokes with different folks. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm
Max.
Going through combinations of numbers. I can't talk right now. No, like, my problem.
What are you doing with the napkin, man?
This is what I'm saying. The more I think about it, it's such a stupid thing that I don't want anything to do with her. Because
that's right.
Because it's not key. It's not about the effort. If it was effort, but it was clever, there was something about it that was interesting. But this has nothing interesting in it. It's just take time monotonously going through something for
wasting your
she
damn
wants
time.
You to jump through hoops.
No, man, we good.
How old is he though? How old is everybody?
They don't have the age.
You have to figure
that. Do we have a picture
of
the
age?
22, 23.
But Jay,
be around
the problem is
this.
All the effort you're putting in. Not only are you getting the numbers wrong, you are now bothering other people on their phones, and they like, "Who is this dude?" And I'm not Jackie.
And I'm taking time out of my day stressing.
Like it's different, Jay. If she was like, "Oh, my name's Jackie with a certain amount of underscores on my name, you can find me on social media." You can at least try to do that.
Ooh, you sound like a social media expert. Okay.
Hey, Key, fluid.
That's who Yates is.
Fluid. 99% in the DMs, brother.
Yeah, you guys in this social media and finding people and doing all of this unbelievable.
Or just give me the number.
Watch this.
Just give me the number.
Is that what Aaron Rodgers is doing to the Packers?
That may have been one of your best years.
Is he making them jump through hoops for no what good reason? And by the way, is he still that fine? Are the Packers looking at him going like, boy, a couple years ago I'd have gone through all those combinations. Now, I don't know.
You ain't going through the combinations for Aaron Rodgers, Key?
Packers looking at him going, he ain't that fine anymore. Is that
you
what's
know,
going
it,
on?
I wonder, and I meant to ask Jen Latta on with who was on with us earlier, but it.
Why they did a phone number like that?
It's our phone number at the bottom.
7-star-9.
See how ridiculous that looks? You're going to end up calling some random company instead of ESPN.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of those deals where when are the Packers going to say, you know what, never mind, man. You playing with us too much. Give them the Brett Favre treatment. I wonder when they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know what, man, you know what, Aaron, just never mind. Because I could kind of see where Lazar was feeling some type of way when they interviewed him. A week ago after the game, he was like, man, I care about what I'm doing. I don't even know if I'm going to be here. He was taking a different approach. So it's kind of like, are people getting tired of dealing with this one foot in, one foot out? I don't know what I want to do. But he deserves to take a couple weeks off. But like I said yesterday, and I'll continue to say it, I don't need you taking 2 months off.
Well, here's the thing, though, Key. So is Jordan Love the guy, right?
They like him more. Matt, I get the sense they like him more now.
They're starting to like him a little bit more. Okay, but you're still not saying concretely that he's the guy.
Right.
And then, Key, the second question to that, which is probably the bigger question if Jordan Love isn't the guy, is Green Bay a market that is a destination for people that want to play there? Is Derek Carr going to be like, all right, I want to go play in Green Bay? Like, is Jimmy G going to say, I want to go play in Green Bay? You have to ask yourself
that. It depends on how hard they're being recruited,
I guess. What the money looks like.
Well, no, being recruited.
Because you had a chance to go to Green Bay. What did you say?
I'm not a Green Bay guy.
Everybody's a Green Bay guy.
Nope. I'm good.
So, like, who is a Green Bay guy? Is Jimmy G a Green Bay guy?
The reason we're talking about this, the reason the conversation has shifted away from yesterday.
Me and Green Bay, Jay?
Where Gronk went at. Not only did Key and I take issue with the way Aaron Rodgers phrased an answer. And Jay was defending him about, like, may have been taken out of context when he says he's winning, he can still win MVPs and he wasn't talking Super Bowls. I mean, Gronk went at him over that. But then the conversation turned to this about whether or not he stays there, because Adam Schefter said yesterday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN Milwaukee, we had Jen Latta on earlier this morning. He said yesterday that there are obviously three options, right? Retire, stay with the Packers, or leave. He thinks staying with the Packers is the least likely option. Listen to Adam Schefter.
I think we're kind of back to where we were. You laid out the three options and said either he returns, he retires, or he wants to be traded. I think of those three, the least likely is him returning. Now, I say that, and I also know that 2 years ago, he felt even stronger about leaving the organization than he does now. So these things change.
I mean,
they do.
I was surprised by that, Key. I just think like inertia, right? Like what you said about Brady, if he plays, everyone's saying he's gone, but you're like, yeah, he's in Tampa already, all this kind of stuff. I would just think the most likely would be for him to stay with the Packers. He has a contract there, $58 million, all the whole thing, and he's there already. He put all the work in with these young receivers, at least during the year, and by the end of the year, they were trending in the right direction, right? They just ran out of time, basically, and they lost the final game. Key, the least likely is that he stays? I'm surprised by that.
Well, because they probably can't do everything that he may want done. Money-wise, not him, but for the other players and roster-wise, and that may turn him off, and he may not want to play there because of that. He doesn't get his way.
Jay,
and if he doesn't get his way, he's going to take the ball and go home.
Jay, he did in that long answer he gave on the Pat McAfee show that included the phrase that we were jumping on about, I could win an MVP. You keep bringing up he was actually going to bat for his guys. So maybe you put two and two together with what Key just said. He's hearing, oh, you're not going to be able to bring a lot of his guys back, and he's like, I'm out.
Pretty much the way I kind of will give you the Cliff Note version of what Aaron Rodgers said is he talked about I need my core around me, my culture around me, and if it's not worth doing, like I want to win Super Bowls. Like he's you always want to play to win championships.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to rebuild. He wants to reload. So if you are missing, I don't know how many guys are free or whatever, but let's say they five guys leave. He may look at that and say, well, we're rebuilding. We're not reloading, opposed to two guys leaving, and then they replacing those two guys with some other pieces and then drafting and getting some guys in free agent. See, now he may feel a certain way about that. So you just don't know, and these things change, like Adam said, man. Today he may feel a certain way, and then all of a sudden they bring Nathaniel Hackett back to coach the quarterbacks in Green Bay instead of the offensive coordinator job at the Jets, and he says, I'm staying.
888-SAY-ESPN. How confident are you and your team heading into this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. How confident are you and your team heading into this weekend? Landon in North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Landon?
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, Landon, you're on, man.
All right, how's it going, fellas?
We've been through this. We've covered this territory. Keep going, Landon.
Duke or Carolina, yeah. Landon? Which one?
I'm actually a Patriots fan, so my team ain't even in the hunt. Yep. But I was calling about the gentleman who got the lady's number.
Of course, you put two stars
for the digits. Mm-hmm. That process isn't that hard. All you have to do is just write it down, each number, and then right behind it, you know, write down every digit and then cross out every digit that isn't her number.
Yes,
like, that could have been an easy process for him to go through.
Man, I'm not doing that exercise, though. I'm just not doing
it. It's not.
Landon, is it Landon, we have someone in the control room who wants to know. Is it you? Are you the guy with who got the number and you're calling all the numbers?
No, it's not me. No.
It's just too much
Landon
work.
Landon has cracked the code.
Landon, Duke or
Landon,
Carolina, like I asked you
we're
first.
We're to do it.
Duke or Carolina, Landon. That's the first question I asked you.
What's
you
that?
Just dismissed me.
Duke do you like Carolina? Duke basketball
fault,
or Carolina
dude.
Basketball?
Which one, man?
I'm an ABC fan. Anybody but Carolina.
Okay. All right. You cool with the show.
All right. All right. Landon.
Thanks, Landon.
Well, Landon's like, actually, this is how you do it. Yeah, Landon, we get that. We get how to do it. The question is it worth it?
No, it's not worth it.
I said no, and then the more I thought about it, you're right. It's not worth it because there's nothing to it. It's just putting in effort for no reason.
How many
conversations with a lot
Jay,
of people? Yeah, maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not the girl guy. Or right. Maybe I don't have a lot of girls I'm talking to. Maybe I feel connection. She's the one. It might be worth it for somebody.
If she's the one and she makes you do that, you deserve what you get.
Exactly. But how many of your friends, Jay, that told you, oh man, I think you know that's my soulmate. Oh, cool. Well, I thought, what happened? Y'all not? No, man, it didn't work out the way I thought it was. Come on, man. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, you ain't wrong about that.
Yeah, stop.
I don't know throughout our entire relationship, she kept making me do these things for no reason. Put in a lot of effort for no reason. Dwight in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Dwight.
Dwight Howard.
Salute to all the legends. Salute to the legends. Much honor, much respect. Listen, I just want to get right into it. I think Aaron Rodgers is a bit overrated. I think we start holding him accountable. He loses it in the big games. Let's keep it. When he had Davante Adams, he got sent home in January. Like, we keep giving him these excuses. He needs receivers. He needs this. When he had all his weapons, look at 2019. He had, who did he have? Jimmy Graham. He had Aaron Jones. Look at the when he had the weapons, he was losing. And so I think we need to hold him accountable. I think the mental part is big. And I think that's where he's not as strong as he is physically. I just side note, salute to Jay Will. Much honor to you. You're like a legend to me. I'm Edward Wyckoff Williams' little brother. He told me a lot about you, man. It's an honor to be in you guys' presence. I can take my response off the air.
You know, I'll tell you what, the Aaron Rodgers point he made, not to mention the point about how great the show is and everything, I ran it through the lie detector and no lies detected. None. He said the truth.
God, man. Guy's
what is this guy talking
this
about,
guy's
man?
Guy's very different.
Lee.
Unique.
In New York.
New York. Unique.
What's
New
up,
York,
Lee?
Max.
Unique.
Fellas.
I said New York. Yeah,
morning.
Ahead.
Happy New Year's, gentlemen.
Happy New Year's to you, too, man.
First thing, what you do with the napkin is you just save me from having to use my handkerchief. You blow your nose on it, keep it moving.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
Now, Max, my question to you. Right. When the Giants beat Philly, who would you rather play? Dallas
all
day.
I'm actually rooting for Dallas. Is San Francisco?
Why would you root for Dallas? I want to see anything to upset Jerry's world.
Yeah, because I'm rooting for. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Against Brock Purdy, you might do against Zach Prescott.
No. You got a better shot at Dallas, man. San Francisco, top to bottom, is too strong. We're probably not going to win that game. But Dallas, divisional opponent,
the game. To be honest with you,
you could beat Dallas. Giants could beat Dallas. Giants could beat Eagles with a compromise. You don't think the Giants could beat Dallas?
No.
Giants could easily beat Dallas. You want to say that's a 60-40 game Dallas? Fine, but it's not much worse than that. Key. What do you think that's going to be? A high scoring Dallas just thrashes the Giants type game. Giants could get after the quarterback. They got a game wrecker in the middle. Dexter Lawrence is for real. They got guys coming off the edge on defense. They got a great coach.
I understand that you are a Giants guy. I get it. And you hate the Cowboys with the worst. I got it. But the Cowboys are a much better football team.
I've been doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Since you're in L.A., Jay has conspired with the people in the studio to keep this studio 100 degrees.
It's on 71 degrees.
71 degrees in a studio? We got sweaters on and stuff?
No, it's supposed to be, down at least 62.
Right. You got it 9 degrees too hot.
Why'd you just make up a number? Why 62?
Just like that in my head. 70,
okay, 65. Is that better?
Yeah, 66 even.
Is that better?
Let's split the difference between 71 and 62.
Max, you and Key like to have like an ice box. So it's funny when I'm wearing like a sweater during the summertime. People are like, why are you so hot outside? Why are you wearing? I'm like, because it's 30 degrees up in here.
Chuck in Ohio. 60, it's not summer.
60, it's 66 in my room right now.
Yeah. It is so hot. See, I got them to cool it off, and then Jay did another thing behind my back, and it got hot again.
Fine,
I see you.
You're fine. You're wearing
Chuck in Ohio.
A Charles Dickens sweater over here. You're fine.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Good afternoon. Good morning.
What's happening, Big Chuck?
Good, Chuck.
Oh, man. Chilling in Dayton, Ohio, Big Key.
Oh, yeah, you down. Were you heading to Miamisburg or something?
West Carrollton.
Oh, okay. You know, I go down there. You know, I'm in Jefferson County every now and then.
We know about you, Jeff Graham, and everybody.
Okay.
It's nothing but love, baby.
Yes, sir.
Max, real quick.
Go.
I want to know why you guys are overinflating the 49ers defense. Think about this for a second. The 49ers have beat one team this year over 500. So basically, their defensive statistics are on teams 500 and under.
You mean when they played those teams? At the moment they played those teams, right?
Correct. At the moment of every game that the 49ers played,
right,
the 49ers have beat one team over 500. So that means the defense statistics are overinflated based on teams.
But it's not just the defense, Chuck. It's also once they got Christian McCaffrey, now they got Debo back, they got Kittle. They now have one of these unstoppable playmakers to go with that steady moves the chains thing, and then all of them get yak, right? Like all of them.
Here's what I would say about the 49ers defense. The 49ers got a defense that can go get you. They hunt. The weak part of their defense is a little bit of the secondary. It's not even weak because Diamador Lenore is one of their smaller corners, but that dude can play football. The high-priced guy in Ward is a little bit of a suspect. They go at him. They throw the football at him. Other than that, I think they got a pretty damn good championship defense. I want to see them against a high-octane offense like Dallas because they really haven't played anybody with an offense quite like this outside of Kansas City. The Miami Dolphins offense isn't like the Dallas Cowboys. They got Waddle and they got Hill. You take one or two of those guys away, that offense disappears. So I want to see what they could do in D'Amico Ryans, who's up for a head coaching job. I want to see if he could stop Dallas's offense, especially the way Dak Prescott played last week.
Yeah, I'm all for Dallas, you know, being more battle-tested. Obviously, you're in the NFC East. You got three teams in the NFC East still in the playoffs, right? So I understand that. But it doesn't mean that just because San Francisco hasn't played against the high caliber of competition that Dallas has, that their defense, you can make the case, maybe could be more fresh, more ready to go.
We're going to keep taking your calls on how confident you are on your team heading into this weekend.
Good job, Charles.
And in the meantime, try to figure out that number.
Plus, is there cause for concern when it comes to the Cowboys? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Looking so crazy right now. Looking so crazy right now.
Look who's here. This is a dude, Key said. I get to be special assistant to the head coach / GM if Key ever gets the head coach / GM job. But this guy gets to be... I get to be special assistant to the Max's head coach / GM which is you.
Which is you.
If you ever get the head coach job, right? You said I could be the special assistant. You said that.
I have your offer.
I have it on video.
He's reneging right now.
No, I said that you could be a special assistant to the head coach.
Yeah.
If I made that decision.
Yeah. See,
anyway,
he's a candidate.
This guy, demoted candidate. This guy, though, was fast to say. Here's my OC right here. It's Todd Haley.
Oh, absolutely.
NFL head coach. Morning, coach.
As long as he's not hard-headed, he'll be all right.
Coach.
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
Special
Todd?
Assistant Max is code for get back coach.
I'm good. Like,
the guy's trying to hold Kirby smart off the field.
Hey, coach, what else? What have I ever done in the NFL? Did I get to be that guy? What do you think? I'm turning my nose up at that?
Hey. No, Todd. Special assistant to the head coach does things that I can't do.
Yeah, like carry your coffee.
Plus, coach, I'm white, which means I do that 3 or 4 years. I might get a head coaching job. All right, listen. Here's, let's be honest.
You're right about that.
It's so true. At least Max is spitting the truth.
Coach, listen, I think there are a bunch of coaches that could get head coach, like coach of the year. That's just like fantastic head coaching jobs in the NFL. But if it were me, based on what everyone has, I give it to Brian Daboll. What do you think of the job he's done so far this year?
I mean, he's been awesome. Going to a team that has really struggled for an extended period of time. A quarterback that not many people believed in going into the year, maybe even the Giants. And, he's turned Daniel Jones into a player. He put Saquon Barkley in position to succeed, you know, which is something I was frustrated with because I really like this guy. And they've done some of the things that I think you have to do with a uniquely talented guy like Saquon and really Daniel Jones also with how much they've allowed him to use his feet, you know, some of the movement stuff. I mean, they're playing to guys' strengths, and I think that's what coaching is. So hats off to Brian Daboll, the entire staff. I mean, he makes it very clear to his team, and Keyshawn knows this, having been around Parcells. I mean, we didn't care about style points. It was how do we have to play this game against this team that may be better than us on paper and figure out a way to have a chance to win. That's what's really impressed me.
When you look at the Cowboys last week, Todd, against the Bucks, they had their way. They got out early. It played right into the hands of what Dallas is all about, that front, that defense, getting after a 46-year-old quarterback. Is there any concerns of them going to San Francisco that you see, that you say if they, outside of stopping a run, if they don't do this, it can go a certain way?
Yeah, I think the big concern is they're playing the San Francisco 49ers. Because it's not just the run game with them. They come into obviously every game with a great plan, but they have out-physicaled every team they've played, offensively and defensively and special teams. And when you have a team that beats you up when they're playing offense, beats you up when they're playing defense, you know, eventually the white towel is waved. And you've seen it in multiple games. This year, and I don't expect anything different. I'm not saying Dallas is going to wave the white towel, but, you know, I think you have to temper the excitement. And Dallas is a good team. I mean, they're talented. They got some great players. They played good last week. But, you know, when I watch that game, I can't believe how not ready Tampa Bay was to play. I mean, the offensive line was just pushing and shoving, reaching, waist-bending. You know, the running backs, Fournette wasn't running. And it just did the receivers, you know, as you watch that, Tom Brady takes a lot of the heat, but receivers were kind of doing their own thing. So a big win, huge win on the road for Dallas. You can't take it away from them. But I just say, that wasn't, it's been a mediocre team most of the year anyway in Tampa, but especially that performance was probably one of their worst.
Todd Haley, former NFL head coach, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. TH, you know, I'm sitting here laughing over the last several weeks because as an athlete, I definitely feel this way. So all the talk has been about, you know, what's going on with Dallas and Dak Prescott and can they get over the hump? What's going on with Joe Burrow and he's lost three guys from his O-line? You know, what's going on with Josh Allen and everything that Buffalo has to play for? Like, we've been talking about Lamar Jackson. You know what we haven't said a word about? Nobody said a word about the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. It's like one of the favorites has just kind of flown underneath the radar. Nobody's cared about it. If you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're KC, don't you love that going into these playoffs?
Oh, they're laying in the weeds for sure, Jay. But, you know, I think some of that is, you know, they didn't play last week, so it's easy to talk about a lot of other people, but they're a really good team. I don't, you know, this Patrick Mahomes is playing quarterback like a basketball player. I mean, it's just, it's amazing for me to watch. He's as unique as anybody as I've seen, and I love Josh Allen. I mean, but, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get, but with Mahomes, you know, his speed, his ability to avoid hits, I mean, it's just amazing the way he moves in and around the pocket, outside the pocket, with the football, delivering it all sorts of ways. We've seen those, but he's going in, you know, the great hockey players, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, the great basketball players. I mean, they're going full speed. Everybody else is going slow motion, and it just makes it look ridiculous. And he does that. And you know, I think as long as he's taking the snaps, with how he's playing right now, they're going to be a hard out for whoever they have to play.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. So, who's the best team in the NFL right now, Coach?
That's a tough one. I mean, the big dogs, obviously the Chiefs, the Bills, the 49ers, the Eagles. You know, another team that, again, because they didn't play, we're not talking a lot about them. You know, there's the question with Jalen Hurts, exactly where is he?
Coach, you're rattling off a lot of names. I said, who's the best team?
Well, I'm a fence sitter, Max. I mean, I'm...
This is a man who could be gainfully employed in the NFL. He's not going to tell you the best team.
Hey, Todd, let me ask you something that has nothing to do with the playoffs, though, but has something to do with a quarterback. What would you do with Lamar Jackson? Would you pay him? Would you want to trade for him if you were coaching a team that needed a quarterback? What would you do?
Well, as far as going to other places, that's a really tough thing because he's so unique. You know, we know this. And Greg Roman, you know, he takes some heat, but he has tailored the offense to a really unique talent. And every coordinator in the NFL cannot do that. You know, it's hard. I mean, I think about it from my perspective a lot. I mean, I've had a lot of pocket passers, very few guys that could pull the ball, that you could start to incorporate the RPO game into it, design quarterback runs. That's not something I've had to do. Now, more and more with the college, you know, with the way college football is being played, you're seeing more and more quarterbacks now that have unique abilities, but none as unique as Lamar's. So I think it's a really difficult situation. You know, when it didn't get done last year, I was kind of in the group of people saying, well, this is heading towards the franchise tag, and then that usually means headed towards the end. But, you know, for him, it's tough, and I like this kid a lot. I mean, I can't get enough of just watching him, whether it's playing, talking, interacting. I mean, he is an infectious personality, energy bringer, I'm sure, every day to that building and to the practice field, but it's a tough situation for Lamar because, you know, you can't just plug him in anywhere and say, all right, go play, because I think he's that unique, and you better have a really good plan if another team decides to go, you know, try to reach out and figure out a way to convince him to come there. And if you're Baltimore, I mean, you've kind of built your entire offense around him, so now you let him go. What are you going to do now? Now it appears to me like it'd be a complete rebuild.
Yeah, JC, that's how I felt when Todd was coaching me. He wasn't creative enough to know how to get me to football, you know?
You got
that's
a
why
big
you want to hire
guy.
Us as your offensive coordinator.
You got a big slow guy. It becomes very difficult to figure out ways to get him the ball.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That is the great Todd Haley, former NFL head coach and perhaps future offensive coordinator for head coach Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, thanks, I would hire Todd yesterday. It wouldn't even – you know how they complain – not complain, but how we get done so wrong on our interviews and stuff like that? I interview a whole bunch of people, and I hire Todd. I already know who I'm going to hire, Jay. They ain't nothing to talk about.
You're part of the problem, Keith.
All right. I take back the big slow. I take back the big slow part, Keyshawn. You were quick and fast. A freak athlete in your own right.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you something. I need your help.
By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Go ahead, Key.
What's up?
And Max, you could, I want you to sit out for a second, though, on this one, because I don't want you to get into trouble.
Yeah.
I'd rather get into trouble. So, look, Jay, you know, I live in a certain neighborhood.
Okay.
Nice neighborhood. Nice area, nice neighborhood. A lot of people like to move to our neighborhood that happens to be athletes and in the entertainment industry. But there's not a lot of us. There's not a lot of black people in the environment, so to speak.
Okay.
So yesterday I was going to the grocery store, and I just want to know if this is profiling from a black man to another black person.
Like when you called me a bank robber yesterday wearing a
No.
Joking around.
By the way, keep in mind, he's hiring Todd Haley. He's going through a charade with the Rooney Rule and then hiring a white coach. But go ahead, keep going, Keith.
And so I'm parking my car to go in the grocery store. Uh-huh. So I peep another car, nice car, out-of-state plates. So typically, out-of-state plates in our neighborhood is either entertainment or professional athlete that happens to be black in a nice car. So I want to see who it is. You know, I want to see if it's a football player from the Rams or some rapper, you know, or whoever. I just want to – so I'm looking. Is that profiling, man? Do I feel like that's profiling? Why are you laughing?
Only by the dictionary definition.
No, because, I'm looking because everybody be out there. So I'm trying to see. Is it Cardi B them? Is it like, who is this?
Cardi B. Why you go? Who was it?
Let me get this straight, Key. If it's someone, big, then you think athlete. And if it's someone regular size, you think rapper or something. Is that what you're saying?
Like an entertainer. If they big, I know it's probably an athlete.
Right.
You know, but then it's small, it's probably, you know, some sort of
entertainer. It could
be
like Jay, and he's still an athlete, though.
Yeah, but I would know that. Because Jay got a certain physique. It's a certain look. But I'm asking Jay, though, is that profiling, man? Am I wrong for trying to peep and check my people out?
You're not right.
Listen to what happened to his voice.
I wasn't looking at him and saying, okay, they coming to rob. I wasn't saying that.
No, I didn't say. I just was looking. It could be a finance guy.
Yeah, it could be. But I wanted to see.
What kind of car was it? Like a G-Wagon? It could be a finance guy.
Yeah, it was actually like one of those G-Wagon deals.
It could be a finance guy.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure I ain't being accused of doing something that I was not doing. That's all.
I can't with you, man.
What? Man, when I see you, I got to look. I'm like, oh, okay.
And Max, I could have been so Drake, anybody.
You have done a number on Jay's confidence about his height.
No.
You're tall. What are you worried about? A short joke.
It's
ridiculous.
Has nothing to do with Key. See, y'all get it twisted.
It's like if you called me ugly. It's ridiculous. I'm very handsome. Anyone could plainly see that.
So normal people get it twisted because they think when they see me that I'm going to be short because on the court, when I'm surrounded by guys like KD or LeBron, who are these dudes like aliens, like, oh, I didn't know you were going to be that tall. So then when Key's fine, because Key's 6'4 and a half, 6'5.
In a sport that doesn't.
But you're a little 5'9 ass.
Yeah.
I don't like you making people think that I'm shorter than
you
what I am.
You and I are about
the
same
height.
More
or
less.
Same height.
We're more or less the same height. You're a little bit taller.
How much you weigh?
185.
185.
Oh,
You 180, 185, man.
No, I wish. let's call it 190.
All right, so I'm $2 mm-hmm. and I'm 6'2". Okay. So you're 190 how tall? You're 6'2"? Okay. 5'10"?
Well, I mean, NBA 5'11". Okay. Maybe 5'10 and a half. I think I'm shrinking.
No, I mean, Key, you can do that. Max, I ain't going to let him do that.
No, but I'm not doing nothing.
Well, you know, you be calling me, you know, tiny guys. You do.
No, every
you're 6'2". Because, you're an NBA 6'2".
Because I say that we got a smaller guy, that doesn't mean you're little.
He's about
you're
5,
just smaller. That's all. You're smaller than Canty. You're not Canty size.
Obviously.
So if I was
to
say,
try to make guys like Kyler Murray taller than me, I get salty.
No, I never. Kyler Murray the same size. Why would I try to make him taller?
I think he's a little taller than Kyler for sure, right? No one would even dispute that you're taller than Kyler.
No, Kyler Murray and Jay.
No, Kyler Murray.
They're in the same ballpark, but Jay is taller. It's fair to say.
Max Kyler Murray,
Bugsy Bogues, you're taller than Bugsy Bogues.
Same one. Earl Boykin, same size as Max.
No, you got a lot of Mateen Cleaves in you though, Jay.
Yo, Mateen Cleaves is a beast, by the way.
You got a lot of that in you. Second and overall, even though he's
under 6 feet
tall.
On the basketball court, Key.
Michigan State, correct?
Michigan State, yeah.
Yeah, the other one, though, I was thinking, Khalim Elamine.
If Jay got out of the G-Wagon, would you think rapper or entertainer?
Rapper, entertainer, or finance? Which one would
or
you
finance.
Think?
Or if he was wearing
Wait,
a
hold
cap.
On. Hold on. What is he wearing?
He's wearing what he's wearing right now. Blue sweatshirt, sweater thing with, you know.
No, he would think finance.
Finance.
He's looking to do some financial stuff.
Yeah.
I would too. I would think finance for sure.
You with your
Jay strikes me as the finance type.
Yeah, he's buying the parking lot. He's looking to buy the shopping center.
The shopping center. There you go.
Yeah, the shopping center.
Shopping plaza, yeah.
Now, if he's wearing some of that other stuff that I see him in every now and then he's an athlete. Going to buy one of those big houses.
I want to sneak in a call. You got, like, we wasted so much time just now.
It wasn't a waste of time. What do you mean?
Well, I put it the way I put it.
Profiling.
Tyler in Ohio, go.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Tyler? Don't profile.
Good. Hey, I know there's a lot of talk this morning about Rodgers and some of the other things that are going on, but I'm really, really focused on two main things, and it's called Who Day. Who Day. I'm really happy with the play that we've been doing lately. I'm a season ticket holder and been to the games this season. I think a lot of people are going against us, and 3/5 of the line being out is going to cause some issues for Joe, but it's going to kind of turn into a quick snap, quick throw to the receivers to get this done. I think the game this week, I'm hoping, will kind of resume what happened on that Monday night game. We were on a drive and a run, and I really believe we would have won that game. So just hoping that it continues to carry over to Sunday's game.
Listen,
and we show the Bills.
I hear you guys. The Bengals are live to win the whole thing. You're live.
Hey, Max.
Yo.
If I saw you in my neighborhood, guess what I would think?
James alone. What would you
think? You're going to buy the golf course. You're going to – that guy's coming to buy the golf course.
if only. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Greenie coming up. See you tomorrow. 6 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.